They're having a whole lot of fun singing about Virginia. You know why? Because Virginia is such a lovely place to visit, especially if you like your parks.
Absolutely. Virginia is a great place to visit for a million reasons. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I lived, and we've talked about this before, I lived in the United States for a long time. While I was there, I spent a lot of time with the other party. But I always told people that the man sitting in this room right here was always my favorite Democrat. He is the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and yes, the man who got Bill Clinton elected president. Terry McAuliffe is here.
Terry McAuliffe, good to see you.
Great to be back, Canada.
Good morning, Governor. Yeah, wait a minute. Let's start there. What are you doing here? Yeah. You're the governor of Virginia.
Well, we're on the road, as I like to be on the road. I always like to remind everybody 95% of the world's customers live outside the United States of America. My job is to grow the economy. Diversify, bring in new business. You got to do it by traveling face-to-face. We've had a lot of great meetings. We were in Montreal and now Toronto. We started in Boston. A lot of great business activity going on. I want you to know I'm not trying to take your business, but your expansion plans, when you want to expand to the United States of America, we want you in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I should also say we're here to celebrate. We had a great event in Montreal and Toronto on tourism. Mm-hmm. Huge numbers I just released. Tourist visits to the Commonwealth of Virginia last year, visitation was up 18% and spending was up 65%.
That's amazing.
Over 600,000 Canadians came to Virginia.
Look at this.
And spent $214 million of economic activity. That's why I'm here, A, to say thank you. And remember, Virginia's for lovers. We got it all. Craft breweries, 275 wineries. We got mountains. We got oceans. You want to come to America to visit, there is only one place to go, and the historic sites.
Wow.
All right, you know
okay,
what?
Okay, thanks for coming. Next song. Wow.
Let's get a little more in tune with the park experiences. What can I expect?
Let me tell you, we are so proud of our parks. In fact, in America, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the national parks and the 80th anniversary of the Virginia parks. In Virginia, we have 36 state parks. We have 14 wildlife refuge all over the Commonwealth. We have two national parks, 1.7 million acres of forests we have, 25,000 miles of rivers and streams. So beautiful. The Blue Ridge Mountains, the Appalachian, you got all of this that you can come ride bikes, do kayaking, hiking, running, anything you want to do. There's nothing like it. And I will tell you, in the fall, Neil, as you know, at Blue Ridge Parkway, driving that in the fall in October with those forests that have all turned brilliant red and yellow and orange. There's not another site like it in the globe.
So, yeah, because I was going to ask, can we drive there? Can we plan a nice long road trip going to Virginia?
You can go all the way down hundreds of miles along the Blue Ridge Parkway. On the top of the Blue Ridges, you can ride on the top. And then when you get down toward the end of Virginia in beautiful Bristol, I've just cut the ribbon on a brand new country music, the birthplace of country music museum. You know, all the music started. They came out of the mountains. They came down, and we just, with Smithsonian, just kicked off a brand-new, beautiful museum there. So we got it all. 145 craft breweries, 275 wineries.
Like that.
Oysters, seven varieties of oysters. We have our oyster trail. You take our oysters, our wine, put it together. Virginia's for lovers. You figure out the rest. I mean, we got it all.
Well, because we've been saying Virginia's for lovers for, I mean, that's been around, that slogan, for a long time.
About 50 years.
Yeah, and it's always been for lovers. Is it still?
It still is. It's the most iconic, probably, state slogan logo any state has. And we love our parks. We, love our forests. We love our water. So we also have the Chesapeake Bay, as you know, so the largest estuary. So, I mean, we have all of these assets. But let's be honest. Where else can you go and see George Washington's home, Thomas Jefferson's home, Jamestown? In 1607, as you know, those three ships came from Britain. Yep. They didn't go to Maryland. They didn't go to Massachusetts. They got that little dinky rock up there. What's that? Some Plymouth thing. That was 1620. We're 1607. Those three ships came to Jamestown, Virginia, and we've got the actual site that you can visit.
Now, I know you love it all, Governor, because you're so enthusiastic about everything, but you have a, between me and you, you know, you got a favorite. You got an absolute you-must-see kind of favorite.
I got to still tell you, going through the Shenandoah Forest and the Blue Ridge Parkway in the fall, it just takes your breath away. I love all the parks. You got me in a little bit of a box because I love them all.
Sure.
But I'll tell you, in late October, driving on that Blue Ridge through the Shenandoah Forest, there's really nothing like it.
Yeah, we don't want to make you choose your favorite kid or anything like that. That's the voice, by the way, of Governor Terry McAuliffe, Commonwealth of Virginia, here in part because 600,000 Canadians went to Virginia.
Think of that.
last year.
109 miles of Skyline Drive. Think of that.
Now, while you're here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I did introduce you as the guy that got Bill Clinton elected president of the United States. I have to ask you, and you knew I was going to have to ask you this question, because we, from a distance, of course, watch what's going on in the presidential race south of the border. We're watching two candidates that you have a very strong familiarity with both of these people, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Help me out here, because we're watching what happens from this side of the border. And we're terrified of Donald Trump, I think.
Terrified of a wall going up here between America and Canada, huh?
Well, exactly. It's going to be tough to visit Virginia. You understand, right?
Yeah. I'll have to get you a little special thing. Listen, it's unique. I've been doing this a long, long time. I'm old as dirt. And let me tell you, I have never seen the rhetoric that has come out of this Republican presidential primary. The attacks on women, Hispanics, saying Muslims can't visit. I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah. You think of the great United States of America, you know, my forefather all came over from Ireland. I mean, we are a land of immigrants. It's really unfortunate. Listen, I'm very close to Hillary and chaired her last campaign for president, so I'm biased on the topic. But let me just cut to the chase. I mean, she has the experience to be president of the United States. She was United States Senator. She was Secretary of State. She was First Lady. She's very smart. She's tough. And, you know, Donald has been putting out, you know, insults and attacks. That's not how you win an election. And he's going to have a very hard time putting together a coalition of women. I mean, traditionally, if Democrat, if you win 65% of the Hispanic vote, you're going to win the White House.
Sure.
Hillary's probably getting 80-plus today because of the attacks and the walls. And, you know, listen, I take the opposite tack. I don't like the rhetoric that's come out of the Republican primary debates that America's losing and China and Japan and Mexico crushing us. Nobody's crushing us. We're the greatest nation on earth. Can we do better? No question. Mm-hmm. But I come at it, and like I'm up here traveling, I'm bringing in business. We're going to get a lot of business activity off of this trip. You cannot put walls up around your country.
Yeah.
You got to break walls down. As governor, I've tried to make Virginia open and welcoming to everybody. That's why I travel. I want businesses to come to Virginia. I need advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity. I need it. You can't do it if you're saying to people, we don't want you.
Well, and you've done a spectacularly good job of making it open and accessible for people, which is why, like you said off the top, Canadians are flocking there. If we want to find more information about what to see, where to go, what to do, what's the best way for us to find out information?
Virginia.org. You go to that, it takes you right to the state website, and you can go and look through all of that. You know, 300-plus golf courses. I mean, we literally have something for everybody. And listen, as I say, we're up 18% on visitors, which is really great, and up about 65% on spending by Canadians coming to Virginia. I mean, we were here. I met a lot of your elected officials, and yesterday I gave speeches. I thanked everybody. Thank you for being so nice to us and coming to visit Virginia. When you come visit, let me be very clear. It's jobs for Virginians.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we had 40 million visitors, about $22.4 billion of tourism income. This is a big driver for our economy. It provides parents opportunities to their children get a quality education.
Now, Neil went the political route there a bit. I have a question. Are you here tomorrow night? Are you staying in Toronto?
No, I'm leaving. Actually, I'm heading back home this afternoon. My son, I got to get home. His 14th birthday today.
I had to. Well, nice. Then you need to be home for that because I wanted to know how you felt if Cleveland was going to take the Raptors. You understand. When you're here in Toronto, you got to be rooting for the Raptors.
If I were here, I'd be over there at Jurassic Park.
Nice.
I would be there.
See? Good answer. Yep.
Listen, and we love it. We love it when you stop by, but we think we should come down to your hood one of these days and hang out sometime.
First of all, I want you to come down.
I'd love to
come visit
us,
the governor. I live in the oldest governor's mansion in America. We're very proud of it, built in 1813. Come on in. I have a kegerator installed. I'm the only governor who's got one in. That's how we've closed a lot of these craft brewery deals. In fact, we have another big announcement coming up next week. So
wait a minute. We can stay at your place?
Come on in. Dorothy Love.
He's got extra room, Neil.
And here's the good news. Tomorrow, the McCullough family, we lost our beautiful golden retriever, Finnegan, 13 years.
I'm sorry.
We still have Daisy, beautiful little dog. But tomorrow, Guinness will be joining the McCullough family. Tomorrow, we get a yellow lab puppy.
Nice. That's just in time great. For the birthday, your son's birthday.
Yeah, sort of coinciding them together.
Look
yeah.
At you.
So you come down. We'll have two dogs for you. Two of my five children, Dorothy, live in the governor's mansion. We've got a lot of room. We'll have some fun.
Well, God bless you. That's nice.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you, everybody. Great to be with you.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank Virginia. Virginia for lovers.